Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope y'all are having a terrific, blessed morning today. Hope you guys have been able to check out the website. Again, we have the product of the week, which won. Y'all voted, and it won the magnesium brain food as one of my top favorite products we actually carry. I use it every single day. In fact, I took it a little bit ago with the Ultimate Multiple Powder. It will be up on sale as product of the week in probably about an hour or so. So be sure to check it out on the website and get it first while we have plenty of inventory in stock. And be sure to check out the two-pack special on the organic food buckets and also the advanced joint kit with the free bottle of the hyaluronic acid. That will only be on sale for a couple more days as I'm running out of inventory very fast on that. And I want to make sure everybody has access to it as much as possible. Now, in other news that I wanted to get into first thing, and Dad and I have talked about this in detail, and I've been ranting and raving about it. I've actually written letters about it. I've written emails about it. I've sent stuff to the CDC. No, of course, no response whatsoever. And unfortunately now, the thing that I did not want to have happen has now happened. If you guys saw, the CDC has begun meeting today and tomorrow, and they are discussing and they are planning on approving the brand new bivalent COVID shot that was tested on 8 mice that all died with 0 human trials. They are planning on adding that to the recommended mandatory childhood vaccine schedule the end of this week. This will be the first time in recorded history that we have an injection that was never tested on human beings, that never had safety testings, that never had any type of efficacy, whether or not this shot even did anything to prevent the contraction of a virus, much less actually protect anyone. And simply nothing but negative side effects has been recorded from this product. It'll be the first time an injection is added to the childhood shot schedule. Now, I've got to say something. Me and Dad talked about it the other day in detail. I got to say this real clearly. This is the time, if there ever was any, to make sure you are getting extremely vocal about this with your friends and family. This is not a joke anymore. This is clearly a clear, clear, defined line that they are planning on trying to cause as much debilitating harm as they can to young children as much as possible. I can't be any more clear than that, guys. The very fact that this is even a discussion right now with the CDC, the very fact that there's even a topic being brought up about adding a bivalent injection that has 0 clinical trials, 0 safety studies, and 0 efficacy rate whatsoever, and you're adding it to the mandatory list of shots that children have to get in order to go to the public school system, this is a slap in the face of every single American on this planet. I'm being real clear with you guys right now. So emails, phone calls, done the best you can. You can still send them. I encourage you to do so. But the time now has come and has been very clear that talk no longer works anymore, and the fact that we're going to have to be active and no longer allowing our kids to be exposed to this. The public school system has now been fully compromised, as you have seen by the school boards all across the country now. And I've told you guys this repeatedly. There's multiple different options available that I looked at for my young children when they started getting ready for school. And I looked at everyone. I exhausted everyone. I looked, I met, I talked, I had meetings all across the county with different people, as far as with different schools, with different private schools, with Christian schools, with, you know, everything. And I found the only option that was viable that I felt okay with was a homeschool co-op that we got involved in and I actually helped push and promote a ton of, and it got bigger and bigger, and it's getting bigger now in Central Florida. That was the only option I found viable. And I know that's not able, not everybody's able to do that. I get that. There's a lot of parents out there that don't have that option. Whether or not they're trying to work 2 jobs to make ends meet, they're trying to cover the spread on whatever they have going on, I get it. But there has now never been a clearer time that we have seen that they're going after the kids, not just mentally, not just spiritually. They're going after them so aggressively physically now that the CDC even has the audacity to have this discussion on whether or not they're going to allow the shot to be put on the shot schedule for children's immunization list. And you know what? Dad talked about this, and he said it repeatedly. He said the main reason that they have been continually giving this the emergency use, and the main reason they are getting this pushed out as much as they can is because they want this added to the shot schedule. And I hope that he was wrong. I really did. I hope that it was going to dissipate. I hope that everybody was going to realize this shot was a complete and total debacle, and it was doing exactly what they intended to do as far as making people unbelievably sick, and that people were going to steer away from it. But again, when you start going in and you start telling people that the only way their kids can go to school in California is if they get the shot, when you start telling people that the only option they have in order to get certain things is to get the shot,
it's
increasingly clear that they're not playing games anymore. The COVID injection, this shot, is by all appearances the disease. I can't say that any clearer, guys. The shot is the disease. It is causing insanely more health problems than it is promised to protect from anyone. Remember, this shot never was intended to prevent infection. It was never intended to prevent transmission. They have said that boldly now. The shot, the only thing they said it may possibly do is reduce the symptoms you get if you contract COVID, meaning it doesn't do anything. At very best, it was like an aspirin with debilitating, horrific long-term side effects. That's the best that it was. Yet now we're saying that our little children, 4, 5, 6 years old, have to get this mRNA. Remember, this is RNA gene therapy, my friends. This has never been tested on human beings long-term at all, ever, period. Even the FDA declined its usage on human test subjects in 2010 because they said they did not know the long-term side effects that mRNA gene therapy was going to cause. Please get this information out there. But if there was ever a time, it is that time now to start waking parents up about what their children are going to be exposed to. Because remember, these doctors, they don't tell you what they're injecting your kids with. I've heard this from numerous parents that have gotten their kids shots and they regretted it afterwards. When you take your kid in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, we talked about it in detail the other day, they don't give you a list of all this stuff in detail and the side effects of it. They simply say, this is on the shot schedule. This is what we have to give them. Do you consent? Sign the form. That's it. That's all they do. They don't give you a detailed analysis of what's happening. They don't tell you they're injecting your child with RNA gene therapy. They don't tell them that they're going in and they're going to start rewriting their genetic code with RNA shots. They don't tell them any of that. This is an atrocity at the highest level, and I'm sorry, guys, for being so irritated this morning. It's been one of those mornings, and seeing this and looking at all these articles and everybody talking about it now, it has just got me to the point where I'm like, listen, there's no longer an aspect of joking. They're playing for blood, like in the movie Tombstone. He says it. They're not joking. They're playing for blood. They're going after the kids, and they're going to do everything they can to compromise this younger generation. What do you think, Deb?
Austin, I try to be led by the Holy Spirit, even in the things that I don't like and the things that I don't want to do and the things that I don't want to believe. And I told everybody a year ago when they started this, this was the goal, was to get this on the shot schedule. And I got, I got some blowback from that. And I said, oh, they'll never do that, blah, blah, blah. Well, here we are. You know, here we are looking at this right in the face now. And, you know, Robert Kennedy put out an article that said, urgent action alert, tell the ACIP we're watching you and keep the COVID-19 vaccine off the childhood schedule. I'm posting this on the website, and it's important that you call up these phone numbers and you make send out emails. This is what I've never asked you to do that, but you got to call. There's like Dr. Sarah Long, Dr. Grace Lead, yeah. Dr. Beth Bell. There's like 15 of these phone numbers on the here, and I want you to call every single person up, and you're going to get busy signals on a lot of them because we basically are going to overwhelm them with our listeners. But this needs to be done immediately. Just leave a message. You're not going to talk to them. Just leave a message and say, what the heck are you guys doing? This is an mRNA shot. It's never been approved except for 8 mice that have died. And, you know, now you're giving it to the kids. And let me explain something to you very quickly. And I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again so I can just kind of reiterate for the new listeners. This has nothing to do with COVID. This has nothing to do with protecting these children from COVID. What this is a shot that's going to attack the testicles and it's going to attack the ovaries. And it's going to basically create a child that's going to end up being an hermaphrodite, a child that's never going to go into puberty properly, a child that's probably going to be genetically sterilized from this, a child that they can then push into the hermaphroditic agenda with the transgenders. Why do you think they pushed the transgender agenda so hard? Why have they done this? Because the people that worship Baphomet, that stupid goat god. They're basically the same ones that worship Ein Sof, which is the god of the Kabbalah. This is the same synagogue of Satan that's doing all of this stuff. And when you understand that, it's about eugenics. It's about creating a species on this planet like they did in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought is going to be evil all the time. They don't want male and female. They want hermaphrodites. They want people to breed based upon what they want them to do as far as their genetics and what they want to do in a test tube so they can create embryos and then plant them into the willing subjects that are going to be willing to carry the babies or have an artificial womb that they've already developed. This is the goal here of these creatures that run this planet. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. The Bible tells us that. It's because these principalities, they did the same thing in Genesis chapter 6. It's genetic modification on a global scale, and that's what they're doing again. They don't want your children to be children. They don't want your children to reproduce. They want to tell your 3- and 4- and 5-year-old after they've been injected that you can be a boy or you can be a girl, whatever you want to be. You can be a hermaphrodite. You can go back and forth. This is the insidious agenda of the synagogue of Satan, and you got to stop and look at it. That's why I have never sugarcoated this with you guys. I've gotten a lot of blowback from listeners. I can't believe you're talking about this again. No. This is the agenda. They have a god who basically they feel is the serpent, the great Leviathan. They call him, you know, Ein Sof, and he's the one that's in the pit, and they're trying to resurrect their serpent god and create another basically Messiah that they want to use in order to bring in the Antichrist to rule the entire planet through basically Noahide laws through Tel Aviv. This is the goal here, guys, and you got to see it. And I say, well, yes, this is a dark show, this one. Yes, about as dark as it's going to get with us. They're coming after the kids now. Now they got us all ticked off, all of us. Me and Austin have had enough of it. And this is the goal. And so these people are going to go in, and I hope you guys call them, because if they get enough, we have a chance that we can sway this, unless they've all been, how should I say, persuaded by some other power to basically vote for this. But this is enough. I mean, the doggone state of Florida has already warned people not to inject their children. Now they're coming out and putting it on the shot schedule. Well, that means they're going to cut back government spending and government money and government subsidies to the schools that don't incorporate this into the shot schedule from a federal government standpoint with the educational system and national education. You know, this is that whole thing that should have been discarded a long time ago. I mean, this is a nightmare that this is actually happening right now. And shoot, man, I wanted to be wrong about this one, too. But when the Holy Spirit leads me to say something about this a year ago, I knew the Holy Spirit was leading me the right way. And this is what they're doing. They want hermaphroditic children. They do not want reproduction. This is the biggest goal they have, is to reduce the population. And remember, when they create a hermaphroditic child or a gay child or a homosexual child or a lesbian child, they consider that one step closer to their god, who's an hermaphrodite, Ein Sof, both male and female. That's why when you get these pastors out there that say that our god is an hermaphrodite, it's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. And I've called out Kenneth Copeland for this repeatedly, for saying stuff like that. And I have noticed he's not come on the show to debate me. And so this is the biggest problem I have with the name and claim and grab it bunch. They're tied together with the Masonic lodges in many cases. And I'm not accusing Copeland of that, though he's been accused by other people of that. But what I'm saying is this is all tied together back to the Zohar, back to this synagogue of Satan, back to the ancient Canaanite religions of sacrificing the children, the Baal and the Asherah and the Ein Sof and all the rest of these weirdo things that you read about and you know they're doing today. Guys, this isn't a game anymore. It's like that movie Tombstone, you know, when they basically were playing for blood with Doc Holliday and Ringo. And he goes, we started the game, we didn't finish. And he goes, we were supposed to play for blood, remember? And he goes, well, I was just kidding. He goes, I wasn't. They aren't kidding, guys. You know, you think this is a joke and the pastors aren't even addressing this from the pulpit? It's nauseating to me that the pastors won't speak out against this. And now they're coming after the kids. And they still won't engage and talk about it. Now, there are some pastors out there that are doing it. I got to give the credit to the Patriot pastors to say, hey, this isn't okay. But 95%, probably 99% of the churches still won't address this. They won't do it. And now we're finding out that all of these, quote, meatless burgers and all the other stuff that they're putting out there, yeah, all of that stuff, yeah, all of that meat they're trying to feed your children is all loaded up with soy. And you think, what the heck is this going on? Well, again, soy is a female estrogen compound. Soy causes mess up as far as secondary sexual characteristics in children and in children who are in utero, who are still in the womb. And now they're telling all these women to eat these products that are loaded with soy and estrogen, and they're going to take all those little boys and turn them into little girls from a genetic standpoint, from a soy standpoint, from an estrogen standpoint, to the best of their ability. They'll still have a Y chromosome, but they're going to act and look like little girls. They're going to be an effective hermaphrodite. and you see this stuff. Why do you think they put Bruce Jenner in front of us like this? Now he's gone and said he's already had his genitalia removed. This guy is one sick puppy. Okay, why do you think they've been pushing this transgender agenda? Why do you think they put the gay Kenyan with a man for a wife, according to Joan Rivers, in the White House to push the bathroom agenda? This has all been planned, including the COVID stuff. That's why it's so important. It's critical that you keep your vitamin D3 levels up, because it protects you against the spike protein infiltration into the cells. It protects you against the COVID. And that's why you need to have some ivermectin on standby, and some, you know, hydroxychloroquine on standby, and potassium iodine on standby, and zinc. All these different things that we've talked about so many times for the immune system. We've been telling the truth to you guys, and here we are. Here we are. We find ourselves here again. Soy burgers are being pushed. Soy everything's being pushed. And this genetically modified soy on top of everything else. It's like the worst, because it's also soaked down in Roundup. And now we have all the children going after all the kids. So we have a one shot here. It's overwhelmed with phone calls to say, don't do this. We know who you are. Do not approve this. So guys, please do me a favor. I've never asked you this before, to do this in aggregate like this, at this level. Call them all. I'm going to call every single one of them today and leave a message and tell them not to add this to the shot schedule. If they get scared enough that they're going to have blowback and get lawsuits against them and afraid that this is going to happen, it may stop them from doing this. But we'll find out probably by the end of next week what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. But this is a serious, serious problem, because here's the deal. I was going to tell you this. The vast majority of the parents that have willingly injected their children with 76 vaccines, who've caused all of this autism and all of these learning disabilities and all of this brain damage to all of these children. 1 in 30 now have autism in the classroom. More than half of the children in the classroom have some type of learning disability. We've dumbed down the population of the United States to a point now that we can no longer resist. Remember the old Star Trek adage with the Borg? Resistance is futile. Remember they said that? Remember what they said in the book of Revelation? They said that they have basically overcome and had done this, all these nations around the world, through their sorcery, through their pharmakia. You think the Bible's joking about that? Jesus saw this. God saw this thousands of years ago, and he sent Christ down here for us to redeem us from this mess. He didn't send Christ down here for a woke church that's pushing a transgender agenda from the pulpit, putting gays on the platform and having them sing songs. He didn't send it for that, all right? He sent it here to protect us and to save us and to protect us from the evil one. It says in the Lord's Prayer, protect us from the evil one. It says that. We got to understand, this group, this Lucifer, whatever you want to call this entity that's been running around as a roaring lion seeking those who may be devour, he's doing it to your kids now. He's doing it to your kids now. That's what he's doing. And we've got to get that. But because we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, he cannot devour us. But you think about it, friends. We've got, close to 2 million people a month listening to this show. Huge numbers. You guys are being protected because we're telling you what's going on. The pastors aren't doing that. So we're going to be like a remnant running around. And this is very aggravating to me, because this is not okay. And why in the world do they want to push this? And, you know, and that's why I want to read you something here. Kanye West has finally had enough of it. He basically doesn't even realize what he's doing, but he's totally ripping the synagogue of Satan. And I'm going to read you part of this. Now, I don't normally get this way on the show, but I'm pretty ticked right now. Kanye claims the Jewish underground media mafia is out to get him in a wildly anti-Semitic interview with Chris Cuomo. Now, he also did another wildly Semitic, anti-Semitic video. And what they've done, remember, they messed up the whole thing with Kim Kardashian. They had her doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They basically have turned his life into a mess. They have stolen a bunch of his stock and his ownership of his own clothing line and his record label, and he's angry about it. I talked to Mancab about this in depth last night, why he's so mad. Let me read you this article from Mediaite. Kanye West made more anti-Semitic remarks on Monday. Now, I'm going to say it this way. He made more anti-synagogue of Satan remarks on Monday, because these people claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. I've added that. This time, the News Nation's Chris Cuomo, a Jewish underground media mafia, has it out for him. West has been restricted on social media for appearing to threaten Jews on Twitter. He has since agreed in principle to buy the far-right social media platform Parler. Remember, he's a multi-billionaire. in his now deleted tweet, he wrote, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but I'm waking up. I'm going to wake up and I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. So also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who ever opposes your agenda. Wes has not stopped making comments about the theory, his theory on Jews." Again, I'm going to say synagogue of Satan, who control the media and the government. While he interviewed from the backseat of a car on Monday night, West complained he is being censored by a mafia of Jews who own precisely 78 major news outlets. And he's absolutely right, by the way. The synagogue of Satan is that powerful. What I'm doing, I'm calling out the Jewish community as a whole to say, people say to me, why is he upset at everybody? He said, West added, quote, "The Jewish people that I'm talking about don't have to understand, and that is that privilege that I'm not going to allow. When I wore the White Lives Matter t-shirt, the Jewish underground media mafia already started attacking me." He complained that a cabal of secretly powerful Jewish business moguls canceled some of his shows, stadium shows, by the way, and that they refused to refer to him as anything but a rapper. Now, this is his other quote. "They never called me a billionaire," he added. "We never talked about even on this one right here. Hey, tycoon. Hey, billionaire. Hey, visionary. Hey, inventor. They're never used." Cuomo assured the rapper that there is no secret group of wealthy Jews who are colluding to harm his career, but West did not appear to hear the message. Now, I want you to listen to this last sentence again. "Remember what he said. They only refer to him as a rapper. They never call him a billionaire. Okay? They never call him a tycoon or a visionary or an inventor. They're never used. Cuomo's final statement to him assured the rapper, not the billionaire, not the inventor, not the visionary, but he just said they never call him anything but a rapper. And Cuomo assured the rapper in this media, saying it again, that there is no wealthy group of Jews. Now, let me say something to you guys. You know I'm really funny about this kind of stuff, and I try not to go into a whole bunch of detail with it. And that's when you know we bring up the synagogue of Satan. And there are a whole bunch of Jews out there that have nothing to do with any of this stuff. But we have a Jewish media mafia that runs Hollywood and runs the media, and they are the synagogue of Satan. It tells us that in the Bible. They claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. Involved with all of these people, the Clintons, not Jews. The Bushes, they're not Jews. All of these people, the Obamas, not Jewish. All of these people are involved with this group, this underground group. I've already told you, it's the Jewish gay mafia that runs the Hollywood, how should I say, group in New York City as far as in the theater productions. I've gone into detail about all of this stuff, and I've gotten blowback from a bunch of people because of this stuff. Now Kanye West is saying the same thing, and we have to understand. He's angry because he found out now apparently he doesn't even own a big percentage of his clothing line and a big percentage of his record label is owned by the Synagogue of Satan, and he never realized that they did it through the back door through these contractual things on page 44, paragraph B, section C, paragraph, you know, section A, B, and E, or all these crazy things they do in these ridiculously long contractual things they give people years ago. I'm not going to mention any names. I got involved with them, a gentleman. And we were going to do an infomercial together. This is, gosh, 25 years ago. And this guy is in prison. He just got out of prison. And he was involved with a bunch of these, quote, unquote, attorneys that do stuff like this that are really bad. And he basically said, well, we're going to market your Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program via an infomercial on national TV. And then what he did in the contract, it said, what we're going to do is we have the right to wholesale this product to other distribution channels to basically allow greater distribution of your product. However, it'll be at a wholesale level, so the royalties that we're going to pay you are going to be different, okay? That's what he told me. That's what the contract says. So I asked him, I said, well, how many of these are you going to do? He said, oh, probably 5% of the total amount will be wholesaled out of the total sales. Now, listen to me. This happened to me personally. He didn't do 5%. He wholesaled out 100% of the total revenue stream, 100% of the sales, which effectively eliminated any royalty stream to me. That's what he did. That's what Kanye's talking about. They get in these, you know, 25th page, you know, paragraph B, section E, section, and they say these little one-liner things, but then what it does, it creates contractual obligations that you're completely unaware of, and now he's saying he's lost a big percentage of it. They destroyed his family, he said. They had his wife running around with her butt hanging out. He said he had enough of that. They basically destroyed his media empire of taking a big chunk of that through these crazy paragraph subsection things that they do, and they've done the same thing with his clothing line now. And they refuse to acknowledge that he's a billionaire or visionary. They just want to call him a rapper because he's just basically not important to them. Guys, listen to me. This synagogue of Satan is real. If it wasn't, the Bible would have said something about it. And it would have said that it would never have brought it up twice in the book of Revelation. The pharmakia is real. Look what they're doing to the children right now. And we've got to get this. Now, you never hear me go on a rant like this. But Kanye's got to set us – He's got a set of stones. Let me just put it that way. And he's going out. He said, I've had enough of all of this stuff, and I'm tired of this happening to me. And then he said on this other interview he did, and if you guys kill me, he says this, then you're going to see an uprising much, much bigger than you ever saw with George Floyd. He warns them that if they kill him, he says this, that it's going to be unbelievable what's going to happen to him. He's trying to address a problem that we have in the media and in Hollywood with the synagogue of Satan, this Kabbalist Luciferian network, which we talk about all the time, which runs everything and owns State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. And we've got to get this. We've got to see who you can't criticize, and we've got to see who rules you. And they do it through their money supply. They do it through the Federal Reserve banks. They do it because of what they've done with the phony money they've given us to the Federal Reserve banks. And they bought and paid Congress off a long time ago. And most of the primary judges have been bought and paid off a long, long time ago. And that's how they control. And the politicians, all of them. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at the synagogue of Satan being controlled from Mossad, Mossad being controlled by the synagogue of Satan, using Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to go right in there and blackmail our politicians. Guys, look at it. If you see it, you can't forget it. I don't usually want to rant like this, but this is one of those rants. I listened to Kanye last night. I said, this boy's out. He's on a point right now. The synagogue of Satan is running this planet and has done so for thousands of years and will continue to do so until we put a flashlight on them and show the cockroaches for who they are and let us stand against this. They're the ones, by the way, that are also pushing through pharmakia the injection of these children because they want to have hermaphroditic species because it's much easier to control on this planet. Wow, I got to stop off. My blood pressure's going up. What do you think, bud? What's your next story?
Join the club on that one. You're 100% spot on. There's been study after study, research after research now that I have told you guys and I've discussed in detail and we posted on the website about different types of side effects and long-term effects that are occurring with this shot. This isn't, you know, speculation anymore. This isn't, oh, they ran it out after 3 months and we're figuring out what it's doing. We know what it's doing. We know exactly what's happening. This is why you're seeing unbelievably unprecedented heart attacks and pericarditis and myocarditis in young teenagers and young adults now. Something we've never seen before. And of course, I've told you this and I've said it for months. The mainstream media is trying to justify it every way they can to pretend that it's not happening by saying, oh, well, having a nap on the couch can lead to strokes at a young age. Going out and doing yard work increases your chance of having a heart attack. Oh, video games now and young children is increasing cardiac events. They're doing everything they can to try to justify what's happening with this spike protein. It's literally like a sand spur that goes through your blood vessels. Look at the photos of it. Look at the research. They discuss it as a spike protein. We know what the virus did to people, the actual real virus that came out in natural, as far, well, not natural. They fabricated it in big, you know, mixed it up in a lab. We saw what happened when people got it. I got COVID. Dad got COVID. Almost everybody I know caught it. We built natural immunities to it. We hammered the supplements, the D3, the vitamin C. It put me down for about 3-4 days. I've told you guys that before. It was pretty rough. I mean, I was on the couch sleeping a ton. I was super tired. Energy levels through the floor. But I pushed through it, took the sups, grinded through it, and got through it like any normal upper respiratory virus and pushed through. Now, why on the nice, beautiful planet that we're living on now would it make sense to inject yourself with an RNA gene therapy that starts to tell your body to produce spike proteins? It makes your body a spike protein manufacturing site. This has been very, very clear research from the beginning. They talked about this in detail on what it does and how it works. It allegedly makes you produce spike proteins so your body will build an immunity towards it. The problem is what they don't discuss is your body doesn't stop producing spike proteins. It keeps pumping them out, and some people, more than others, produce more. So it's literally – if you've ever been down here in Florida, or some other states, down here in Florida, though, you've ever gone out to orange groves before. I knew this. I grew up in orange groves my whole life. Rode dirt bikes out of it, rode bicycles out of it, dug ditches in it, ate oranges out of it. I lived in an orange grove town down here in Auburndale. Small little town when I grew up. Everything was orange groves around us. And you knew back in the big fields outside the orange groves, when you'd go run around and play in them, you get done with your bicycle, your tennis shoes, your shoelaces. They'd be covered in sand spurs. That was just part of Florida life down here. And you have to stop before you got home, and you have to pick them all out. They'd poke you, and they'd prick you, and they'd hurt. You have to pull them all out, because if you came in the house with sand spurs on, you better believe mom and dad were going to not be happy about it when you're dumping sand spurs all over the floor. And the thing about it was, you didn't want to get them in your own yard, because they reproduced, they replicated very quickly. They'd start producing sand spurs all over your yard. So you kept them out of your yard. You made sure you picked them out before you came in back on the property. This is just something we all did. You learn really fast. You didn't want to deal with sand spurs because they hurt. And you better believe if you got one inside your sock or inside your shoe, it would stop you dead in your tracks. The thing hurts so bad. That's exactly what your body produces with RNA COVID shots. It produces spike proteins, which are like sand spurs. They literally cheese grate the inside of the arterial walls. They cheese grate. They run all the way down the side of it. So what happens is your body starts having massive blood clotting. Starts having these big blood clots to try to encapsulate what's going on in your arteries because they're so inflamed because you literally are pumping sand spurs through your entire circulatory system. It's debilitating to the body. This is why you have young adults that are extremely healthy, incredible athletes. I mean, top-tier athletes. All of a sudden, they just come down with a massive heart attack. Well, it's what happens. You start ingesting sand spurs and you start running them through your entire circulatory system, it's going to have side effects. And nobody down here in Florida ever wants to have sand spurs in their own yard because they're a nightmare to get rid of. That's exactly what it does when you keep injecting your body with it. It doesn't stop producing them. It becomes more infested and more infected to a point at some point the debilitating side effects are not going to go away anymore. I know a lot of people who have gotten the first phase of the shot and got away with it, recovered from it, and I've helped them through a lot of supplements, and I got it. We're good. This bivalent shot, this is a whole nother animal of death shots. I'll tell you that right now. There's a reason why Pfizer intentionally did not do human trials on this. They only did it on mice. They did not want to be complicit in having the data in their possession showing what this shot was going to do. It's not an accident. It wasn't just by happenstance that they didn't do human trials on this, guys. This is the first time in recorded history we've had a completely re-engineered bivalent RNA injection that had zero human testing ever, ever. And now suddenly, just out of the clouds, after what, this thing got approved 8 weeks ago? Suddenly, in the infinite wisdom and stupidity of the completely and totally compromised CDC, they've now found it's a great idea to have discussions about adding this bivalent injection that has not had one single controlled human trial study to add it to the shot schedule. Why? It's exactly what Dad said. They know what it's about to do to everybody, and they want to make sure that it's in on the shot schedule before anybody realizes it. The exact same reason why the FDA approved it with zero clinical trials with humans. They wanted to have that scenario where they can point at Pfizer and Pfizer can point at them and everybody goes, I know nothing. I saw nothing. I knew nothing. I don't know anything about anything. Pfizer told us it was safe, so we approved it. Pfizer goes, we told the CDC we didn't do human trials. They approved it. We showed the FDA we didn't know human trials and they approved it. We didn't know any better. They approved it. It's not our fault. FDA comes back and says, well, they told us it was totally safe. We believed them. They could have complete and total plausible deniability. Here's what Pfizer learned from the first round of shots with the federal document and the federal judge telling them that they had to release the data now, this year, instead of waiting 75 years. Pfizer's already realized they're getting exposed all across the globe and alternative and social media with all the document data dumps. Now, the social media and mainstream media platforms have done an incredibly effective job in suppressing that information. That information, in a true journalistic United States where we actually had people that reported the news, it would have been mainstream front page coverage. Hey, are you one of the millions that was forced to get this shot? Well, check out this data dump from Pfizer that the FDA released via this federal court. They're showing here that this thing had debilitating side effects in testing. They're showing that Pfizer had to hire thousands of new employees to add onto the roster to help handle the influx of reported adverse events that were showing up in the testing. Oh, well, we're not gonna talk about that. You know what you talk about? We need to talk about Putin, because Putin's the bad guy, guys. You got to understand that. Putin and Ukraine, you know, we got to make sure we give more money to Ukraine, because Ukraine, you know, smaller than Texas, but that they got to tell the world what we need to do with nuclear weapons. That's what we need to do. It's theater. There's no question about it, and I've had arguments with people about this, but I will hold this in my own opinion. There is no question about it, and I do not think it was coincidence, that the exact same time Pfizer started to release the data dump of all the information that they were forced to by the federal judge, that we had the alleged invasion of Ukraine with Putin, and that entire debacle started to occur right when all that stuff started to come out. It is not coincidence, in my opinion, whatsoever. Now – Pfizer's got complete and total plausible deniability with no human testing, and now suddenly the CDC comes in and says, oh, by the way, we're going to discuss adding this in the childhood roster. And I'm telling you guys, and I'm going to say this again, they're not going to tell you that your child is getting an RNA bivalent COVID shot when you go to the pediatrician to get the shot schedule. They're going to add this onto the list if it gets approved this week. This is why I mean everybody. Dad's 100% right about this. Everybody needs to blow up the phones as far as with phone calls and voicemails. Now, again, let me reiterate this. Don't make threats. You don't even have to be rude. Don't be explicit. But you need to get on there and you say, I do not consent.
That's right.
I do not approve. I do not ask. I am demanding, as a government by the people for the people, that this untested experimental injection is not added to the childhood vaccine schedule. And it's a demand from the United States populace. So we put down there. But don't be rude. Don't be making dumb comments. Don't be making threats. By all means, don't do that. But make your voice heard. We're going to have to do it today, guys. Because you notice too, by the way, you notice too how this got zero media exposure over the last couple of days? They already knew they were having this.
That's right.
Weeks ago, guys. Weeks ago. This is why they just approved it, and I ran and raved about it in detail 2.5 weeks ago, that the FDA approved this shot for 5-year-olds and up. Intentionally, they did that on purpose. And you know what they're going to approve next on it? 6-month-olds and up. That is already on the roster right now to get it approved. And once they get that approved on the CDC shot schedule, they will start rolling it out immediately. There's a reason why they ordered 171 million doses of the Pfizer shot, because most people aren't getting them, guys. They put these shots together for a reason. They put this buyer's order together for a reason. They're planning on rolling it out. And the easiest way to roll it out is to non-awake parents that do not know what's going on, and they're going to blindly take their kids into the pediatrician, and they're going to say, I need to get my child whatever vaccines he needs to get. And the pediatrician is going to say, oh, okay, by the way, we got a new one we're adding to the list here. He's going to be protected against COVID, you know, because it's science. It hasn't been tested on any child ever. It hasn't been tested on human beings, but it's science. It works, correct? Inject, done. And they're going to have complete and total plausible deniability. And then at that point as well, once it's on the roster, remember this, guys, once it's on the vaccine schedule and now falls under the Vaccine Protection Act, and at that point in time, nobody can sue Pfizer for any side effects that occur from this shot now and before. It's complete carte blanche coverage immunity for them once it goes on the shot schedule, guys. And then the only thing you can do is go into the vaccine court and deal with that whole debacle for months and years on end to try to sue the federal government to get taxpayer money for the side effects that have been incurred from this shot. That is the main primary reason they want on the shot schedule, and because they want to do an experiment on these kids. And we've already seen the research, guys, of what it does to the ovaries, how the RNA stores in the ovaries and the testes. We've already seen what it does in the research, how it lowers sperm count. I've already talked to you guys about that in the research. And it's funny, all these articles now are coming out. Oh, well, that's not what it really means. That's misinformation. It really doesn't go after the testicles. Well, on Yahoo News, well, there's a new research out that shows that it's causing issues with abnormal menstruation periods in women after they get the vaccine, but it's only temporary. Guys, if you're getting a shot that's being injected into you and it's having any effect on some aspect of your fertility, whether it be sperm production, whether it be menstruation, whether it's any of that, it's having a negative effect on your body, because nothing you inject in your body has that effect on you except something that has a negative impact. You're not taking a vitamin. You're not taking a food that's causing this issue. You're taking shots that's decreasing your ability. And dad's, I think, spot on. We don't know what this is going to do in kids young of an age, especially prepubescent. We have no idea. There's not been any clinical trials for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years on children that were prepubescent that got this bivalent shot. They only tested it on mice. So what do you think is going to happen to these children 4, 5, 6 years down the road after they've gotten this COVID shot 3, 4, 5, 6 times now? What do you think is going to happen to them? I don't know. Nobody can tell you. But I think the speculation that Dad said earlier, as far as causing them to be infertile and sterile, at the same exact time that they're pushing this transgender agenda all across the country and telling everybody it's normal and you have to accept it or else you're a bigot, I don't think those two are very far apart right now. Sad as it is, get on the phone today, guys. Get on the phone. Leave them voicemails. Very direct, very concise, very respectful. But let them know we the people are not going to sit by and be silent while they try to use children as a full-blown experiment for bivalent RNA gene therapy shots. What do you think, Deb?
It started hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, with the ancient Canaanite religion as far as sacrificing of the children. 200 years ago, they decided they were going to make, you know, Palestine, you know, the new Israel, because they wanted to resurrect the serpent god and create, a, you know, the third temple. 200 years ago started this. And in 1850, they basically had this guy named, you know, Darby come in and write this whole thing with the, you know, with figuring Israel back into the ancient, you know, into the end times. And then 50 years later, we had Scofield come in with the Reference Bible and copy Darby. And then we had Samuel Untermeyer, who's a hardcore Zionist, wanting this reestablishment of the state of Israel, come in and basically push this Scofield Reference Bible into the universities, to the Oxford Press, with all these different groups of people to make Israel the most important part of the world right now as far as the end times, to create the Antichrist, to create tribulation. Just giving you some heads up here real quick. And then we had basically the same Samuel Untermeyer turn right around and forced Woodrow Wilson to put in the Federal Reserve Bank through blackmail. Then we had him put in Brandeis in the Supreme Court to get us into World War I, which gave us the Balfour Declaration, which gave us, you know, the formation of Israel if the United States came into the World War I theater, which then turned around with Samuel Untermeyer declaring war on Germany in 1933 on WABC out of New York. Watch it. Read the transcript yourself and realize it's the synagogue of Satan orchestrating all of this stuff. Then it turned right around with the formation of Israel. And then all of a sudden, Israel wanted to have nuclear weapons. And Israel, you know, and the Federal Reserve Bank was, you know, running the United States. And then Kennedy said, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to print debt-free currency. And we're not going to ever let Israel have nuclear weapons. And all of a sudden, Kennedy's shot and has his head blown off. And then Johnson comes in right before that and basically sets up the Johnson Amendment when he's still senator, to that piece of garbage Johnson. And then turns right back around and prevents the pulpit from talking about what's happening anymore from a political standpoint. That was 70 years ago, guys, 60, 80 years ago now. It was all orchestrated. Remember, these entities that are doing this, Lucifer's been around for a long, long time, for thousands and thousands of years. He doesn't have a lifespan like we do. You know, we're here for like 70 plus years or whatever. We're in and out and done and gone. And then we're back in heaven with God. You know, but this entity, these entities that run this planet that have been here for since Adam and Eve, they don't have this finite lifespan like we have on this planet. I don't believe they're eternal at all. I don't believe that. But I believe that they basically have an extremely long lifespan, thousands and thousands of years. So they don't think about what's going to happen in the next 50 years or the next 20 years or the next 10 years. They think about what's going to happen in the next 100 years, 200 years, 300 years. So why did I just tell you guys all that? Because this whole thing has been planned. You have to understand something. The same entities that did this in Genesis chapter 6, they already had bivalent RNA therapy, you know, 6,000 years ago. They've already had this. They've been setting the entire planet up for this to happen right now. That's why they're doing this. This is a long-term, multi-millennial generational plan to bring us back to Genesis chapter 6 that can control everything. Jesus said it. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. He said, I'll be back again when this stuff starts doing it all over again. And now they're wanting to eject the children to change their DNA, to change them, and to create hermaphroditic species like that Baphomet goat, so that these children will be hermaphrodites and basically be able to be closer to their God. This whole thing has an underlying agenda from a spiritual standpoint that nobody apparently decides this show wants to talk about. And this is the group that's running the planet. This is the synagogue of Satan using pharmakia to implement what they want. And this is who's doing it. And that's why I'm so proud of Kanye West. Now, I've had some people say, well, he's just playing a game and he's being used for fake news and blah, blah, blah. And he's being used to cover up this shot schedule for the children. I don't care what they're using him for. This whole thing with him backfired. It did. Because he straight put a spotlight on the roaches that run around at night. Then you've got this absolutely senile piece of filth, Biden says, if Democrats keep Congress, I will sign bill for abortions up to birth nationwide. Joe Biden will make legalizing abortion on demand his top priority if Democrats win control of Congress in November, a Democratic leader said on Tuesday. The first bill that Biden will advance will be one that codifies Roe, the official told CNN. The president plans to make the promise in a speech Tuesday to the Democratic National Committee in Washington, D.C., as the midterm election approaches, according to the report. The first bill we will send to Congress will be to totally codify Roe, and we will sign it around the 50th anniversary of the Roe decision, the Democratic official said. Biden also will emphasize nearly how half the states in the United States have either passed a ban on abortion or will shortly in many states, and abortion is already banned even in cases of rape and incest, the official said. Democrats are banking on the abortion issue to win votes in November because their actions on the economy, crime, education, and other issues have angered so many Americans. But pro-abortion position is also very extreme, and the bill to codify Roe would go much further than the overturned 1973 ruling. Nickname, the Abortion Without Limits Up to Birth Act, the legislation would force states to legalize the killing of unborn babies and abortions for basically any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy. So that's not enough. You want to hear more from Biden? Let's do it. Joe Biden, elect more Democrats so we can kill more babies and abortions. Another article. Joe Biden urged Americans to elect more Democrats in November so that lawmakers can force states to legalize taxpayer-funded abortion on demand. Speaking Tuesday to the Democratic National Committee in Washington, D.C., the president said a bill to codify Roe is a top priority and Congress needs more Democrats to pass it, Fox News reports. The bill actually would go beyond Roe by forcing states to legalize the killing of unborn babies and abortions for basically any reason up to birth. Guys, this is partial birth abortion. This is legalizing it in every single state. I'm not going to go into detail on what partial birth abortion is for a full-term baby, but it's so horrible and graphic. I know children listen to the show, and I don't want to hear what I would say. It's that bad. I can't do it. I can't talk about it. It's too satanic. Listen to me. It's important that we understand who these people are and what the agenda is. I got to change the topic on one other story. I don't talk about this, but it's super important. Matthew Perry nearly died from opioid overuse and secretly spent weeks in a coma. Troubled Friends star admits he's had 14 stomach surgery, used a colostomy bag for 9 months, and has been in rehab for 15 times, and he has lays his addiction issues bare. When you take opiates on an ongoing basis, like Oxycontin, et cetera, you end up really destroying the nerves in the intestinal tract, hopefully temporarily in most cases. But if you don't have these nerves properly telling you that you need to use the bathroom, you end up being unbelievably constipated. And when you get unbelievably constipated on opiates, you massively increase the risk of a colon rupture. And Matthew Perry says his stomach is now covered in scars from his 14 surgeries, as he said, as he's trying to reminder to stay sober. And remember, this is what happened to him. He had a colon rupture because his colon got so impacted. Wow. I mean, think about that for a second. But you've got to realize, when you get on these opiates and you stop having bowel movements, you start having serious, serious health problems, including colorectal cancer, ruptured colons, ruptured bowels. You basically have all this poison inside of your intestinal tract that the water is reabsorbed through into the portal vein, goes into the liver, causes massive toxicity, causes massive body odor in many cases, causes massive problems associated with skin eruptions and, acne, et cetera, et cetera. You got to keep your colon clean. We've got the products on our website that really help you to have a bowel movement a couple times a day. Don't be allowing yourself not to have bowel movements every single day. It's really important. I wanted to bring this up because I saw this article about Matthew Perry, and I was even unaware of the fact that he got so constipated his colon ruptured. They said the same thing happened to Elvis, that Elvis basically had his massively enlarged colon because he was taking so many opiates that's one of the reasons that he ended up having the problems with his weight and the blood pressure. Listen to me, my friends. None of us can afford right now to be weakened as far as from a health standpoint. Get your health right. Stay on your supplements. Realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it, and we will continue to pray. Man, I had a good prayer for you guys this morning. I really love you. I really appreciate you too. You guys are amazing to me. I love all the letters you send me. I love you. You lost the takeover. Finish it up. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And, two products that we have that are very effective is the intestinal cleaner and also the Adrialo. Both of us on our website, or you can call up the Health Masters and talk to Steve about it if you need more details. But that's exactly right. You've got to keep your body detoxified. And that's another one, too, that I always tell people is the GHI cleanse, gastrointestinal hepatic inflammatory cleanse, what it stands for. It's a very, very important product. It helps detoxify the liver, helps detoxify the kidneys, also helps detoxify the gut, and reduces inflammation in the gut. It's very, very important to keep inflammation down in the body. That's one of the primary things that you're seeing the issue with the spike protein and with this injection, is that you have problems with inflammation in the body. Once inflammation starts to cascade and you do not get it under control, it gets worse and worse and worse. And then one of those is in the colon, because when you start having massive, massive issues as far as with moving toxins out of your body, well, they've got to go somewhere. That's why a lot of times you see people that are having severe issues with skin eruptions or severe eczema or acne. A lot of times they have issues with the gut and with the colon, because remember, the skin is the largest organ in the body. It is also the largest eliminating organ in the body. If the body can't process it through the kidneys and the liver effectively, if it can't get it out of the colon properly, if it can't detoxify it any other way, it starts pushing it through the skin, and the skin starts detoxifying the body to get it out and cleanse itself. That's why I always talk to young teenagers when they're younger and they're going through puberty and their hormones are changing, they're going crazy. And a lot of times they can get severe acne, not just from that, but from just all kinds of crazy hormones going on. But one thing I always tell them, I said, it's so important you keep your diet clean. And it's so difficult when you're a teenager. I get it. But that's one reason why I didn't go through a lot of that when I was younger, is because my diet was so clean. And one of the main culprits that I found, if you're a young teenager, you're even a young adult, and you're having continued issues with acne, one of the biggest things you can do is make sure you cut out sodas and you cut out high inflammatory foods like fried foods, like, you know, chicken fingers and stuff like that. Really, really bad oils, the cottonseed oil, the soy oil, all that stuff. You got to cut it out of your diet because it really, really causes issues with acne. It's just my personal experience that I've seen, I've worked through with a lot of people, and making sure you're keeping your digestive system cleaned out and your colon cleaned out. That's a massive, massive thing about keeping your acne down in your body. And of course, obviously, taking care of your skin and properly taking care of it is also important as well. But remember, if you've got massive toxins that are expelling out of the body, you can only do so much with skin cleansing and different types of creams and lotions and cleansers and stuff like that. They only work so good if your body is completely impacted with toxins. So just a side note, as Dad said, to make sure you're keeping the body very, very cleaned out and staying away from the sodas and the sugary foods and stuff, because he's right. Right now, with a lot of stuff that's happening, we're in this together, my friends, and it's important we all continue to discuss things, we continue to talk about things, and we continue to support one another as well. I've seen this so much over the last couple of years. So many patriot groups have become so, how should I say, disassociated from one another, just over simple discussions and simple disagreements, over minor topics in most part. What we're really talking about? I mean, are we really going to have, you know, an argument over something stupid? Sure, that can happen. But at the end of the day, we got to realize, okay, we're in this together. We got to fight for this together. Like I said earlier, when you leave voicemails, let people know this is a government by the people, for the people. I can guarantee you, even people that are not awake, that are not even aware, are not sitting there clamoring and saying, we demand this COVID shot be put on the shot schedule, for the mandatory shot schedule for children. Guarantee you they're not. Most people that are that stupid and that sheepish, they still don't even think about going that far and that nefarious into it by mandating that children have to get this to go to school. Remember, there is no risk to children from COVID from the very beginning. It's had a 99.9997% recovery rate. There's no issue with kids. That was, I mean, there was none. I think out of the entire United States, there were, 200-something deaths over 2 years that were COVID-related, which 90% of those were complete and total fabricated from children that died with COVID. Yet we're saying now, suddenly, all of a sudden, this needs to be on the shot schedule for millions and millions of kids. Guys, this isn't okay. We can't go along with this and pretend like it's okay. You know, if this happens and this goes through it like they're trying to do, they're going to have full-blown immunity for this from time and past. That is what their goal is. That is what they're trying to do. That is why it is so important you get the truth out there. That is why they're trying so hard to tell anything anybody says is misinformation. That's why, I mean, like I said the other day, PayPal wants to come in $2,500 fine for sending, posting, or publication of any messages, content, or materials that promote misinformation. What? You've got essentially a bank a bank, a financial transferring company that's now coming in and saying what you can and can't say, they're going to fine you. You can't legally do that. That they put in their terms and conditions and people agree to it. They don't even realize it. That's why it was so important that this stuff gets blasted out there. It wasn't an accident. PayPal put that in their terms and conditions. The thing too, oh, it was whoopsie. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. They do not want people talking about the truth. And that's why they're so unbelievably mad at Kanye West, because he's got a huge platform. I told this to Lana last night. I said, the thing about it is with Kanye, love him, hate him, don't care for him, doesn't matter your opinion on it. He's got a huge following. There's a lot of people that listen to what he says. And when he starts coming out and calling out who's really running the show and who's really running the money and who's really running the music industry and who's really running Hollywood, and he starts calling it out, ooh, cockroaches don't like flashlights. You ever lived in Florida? We got the big palmetto cockroaches. You go in the middle of the night out in the swamp, you start hitting them with the big old floodlights, they scatter. They swarm. They swarm. They go everywhere. They don't like floodlights. They like the darkness. They like covert measures. They like to do things without anybody knowing it. That's what these people are. They're cockroaches that are trying to run the show from behind the scenes and tell you that you need this and it's okay and this is safe. It's complete and total lies. Continue to get the truth out there, my friends. Thank you for the support of Health Masters. I know this is a weird show today. Just when I saw the articles this morning with the CDC coming out now, it's very, very important. You go in and you contact these people today. I cannot say that anymore. Please get the news out there. Get the truth out there. Talk to your friends about this, especially ones that are turning into new parents and old parents and they're having kids or the grandkids. Get the truth out there. Try to wake them up the best you can. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Increasingly encourage people. Make sure you're staying up and prepped if you need anything. I told you the organic food buckets. We have those on sale right now, over $100 off over normal pricing for the two-pack, just a two-pack right now. So I can do free shipping on that with the boxes that they're already in. So I got moving inventory out, so I got more stuff coming in. I need to make room. That's only going to be on sale for a couple more days. If you need anything, be sure to grab those along with the advanced joint kit. If you're working on your joint health, if you're training, if you're exercising, again, be sure to check that out. Multiple things on the website. If you guys need anything, be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com. Thank you again sincerely for the support of Health Masters and promoting the truth. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.